With me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Ben Magallon and Gretchen Vanacore. Gretchen is the university's Director of Sustainability here at UL Lafayette, and Ben Magallon is a graduate student in architecture who has been with the office since its inception and was actually there, I think, before you became director.
He was. He's been there before I arrived.
So he's been working with the office for a while now, and we're going to talk specifically about a new initiative that you have. And anyone who's been driving by Cajun Field is probably aware of it. I've driven by it several times. It's your new zero waste, zero tolerance for waste project. But before we talk specifically about that project, for those who perhaps don't know much about the Office of Sustainability, a little bit about its history and what the mission of the office is. Can you tell us about that, Gretchen?
Sure. The Office of Sustainability, the great story about it is that it really formed out of a student-run initiative on campus. Starting in about 2009, early 2010, we had a group of very passionate students who wanted to see recycling become a reality on campus. And for the amount of buildings that we have and the scale of our operations, that's a pretty huge undertaking. But these students were incredibly passionate about it, and they really sort of started the Go Red recycling program. Of course, RED stood for Recycle Everything Daily.
Mm-hmm.
So from that, the momentum just kept building following the Beausoleil Solar Decathlon entry and the Go Red recycling program. And Dr. Savva formed his own committee on campus sustainability in 2011. And from there, they started to formalize more and more initiatives on campus. And in early 2014, I came on as a first director, and since then we've been moving forward in a lot of ways. We've been really looking at sort of all of our operations on campus, trying to remain sustainable, and really look into all of our practices to see how we can become more sustainable, from waste initiatives to our food services, our transportation operations, our buildings, our grounds. We've really started to analyze all of our different areas of operations. We passed our first campus sustainability policy this summer, and it really touches on all of those sorts of areas, including curriculum development and working with students and engaging student organizations. So we really we try to look at a very holistic view of the university to improve operations where we can, in an environmental sustainability way, an economic sustainability way, and also socially, that everyone sort of has access to these sorts of things.
So you've gone far beyond just recycling. And I'm glad you used the word holistic, because I was thinking, well, yeah, there's a philosophical component to this too, mm-hmm. but this has become a very holistic enterprise, this office, because it goes beyond the philosophical. Mm-hmm. It has to do with efficiency and practicality and just making sure that the organization runs well from top to bottom.
Absolutely. And, you know, really, of course, with anything in the university, we have a focus on students. We really want to make sure that they have access to transportation options and biking options that are accessible to them at their, you know, at this point in their lives as students. And, you know, many of them, we pride ourselves on being a university that's affordable, and we want to make sure that the sort of options that we have available to them are within their reach. So we do focus on students, but then we look at really all of our operations to try and make them more sustainable. And it's a slow process, but, you know, we've already done lots of great things on campus. Some of it's just really trying to quantify or record what some of those efforts are.
Mm-hmm. Now, I believe you came out of the School of Design, didn't you,
at
UL Lafayette?
I did.
And Ben, of course, is in architecture, and your school has been long known for its interest in the holistic aspect
mm-hmm.
of both buildings architecturally and designing them. That's been very important for a long time, both philosophically and practically in that college. So you two are very well suited for this office.
It has been it's been part of their history even before I was a student there, when Eddie Cazieux was in charge of the program, and Robert kept it going. growing, and Tom's doing a great job. And, you know, Jeff's done so many great things. And I really believe all of the faculty in that department really have a focus for educating our students about sustainability.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ben, so you were in the office before Gretchen got there, so you were dealing with some of the early aspects of the Office of Sustainability.
I was.
What was that like for you? What kinds of responses did you get from students, and what did you have to do to kind of, initiate people into this idea?
As a full-time grad student, I felt like my position was kind of holding down the fort, you know, until the cavalry arrived.
Mm-hmm,
but,
mm-hmm.
You know, there was a lot of student interest in sustainability and recycling. My predecessor, Laura Bollinger, had done a great job of getting the recycling program going and getting a lot of those operations going. And so my job was mostly just keeping down the recycling and trying to keep those things rolling smoothly, and then exploring research into some other initiatives. Ms. Liz Landry had me doing some projects and research and looking into things that would be viable once we had a director in place. And then thankfully they hired Gretchen, and she has been a wonderful asset to us.
So this has been very important, because when you're mentioning Liz Landry, who works with the president very closely, this is very important to the administration, mm-hmm. the upper administration of the university. As you said, the initial recycling initiative came out of a student organization, but this is something that is important to all aspects of the university.
Dr. Savall really does care about, you know, these issues, and I think none of these would have been able to happen without that top-down support of these initiatives.
Exactly. So you have some – you mentioned that there was something passed this summer.
Yes.
And so describe that a little bit more in detail.
Our campus sustainability policy, it's really sort of looking at all of our operations from curriculum and research, and just sort of making a statement about as a – institution of higher education, what do we believe? How do we want to proceed? How do we want to go forward? And it touched on so many different areas. It was an incredible combined effort among faculty and staff and researchers, who really put in a lot of time over a year to make this a reality. And it had the support of the University Council, who also helped us sort of develop it along and make it a viable sort of policy that our university can hold on to for a long time. It looked at research and curriculum, transportation, food services, waste management, purchasing policies, really just about all of our operations on campus. We somehow fit that into the policy because we wanted it to be viewed as something that it's everyone's responsibility. You know, it really can't just be the Office of Sustainability who's focusing on these sort of initiatives, but it has to be across the board in sort of our culture of the university. And I believe the roots are definitely already there. This isn't it's something that's entirely new to our university. So we're just trying to formalize it so we can start to assess where we are and then make improvements and always push to become greater in these areas.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's interesting, coming out of this culture of South Louisiana, and many, of course, cultures around the country have been this way, but we like to think of the South Louisiana culture as being very rooted, mm-hmm. and very sustainable, that we're very practical, mm-hmm. and that we've been able to make do with little for a long time and make do very well with it.
Absolutely, and I think that's why the idea of zero waste probably resonates with our culture even more so than the idea of recycling.
Mm-hmm,
You know, recycling really is sort of the last option in the sort of waste management.
You'd prefer for it not to get there.
We prefer for it to not get there at all. You know, we would prefer that everyone reuse their own water bottle rather than recycle a plastic mm-hmm. one. But, you know, we're also practical. We know sometimes it just means that you forgot your water bottle and you have to get one. But I think the idea of zero waste, and that's certainly how I grew up thinking about really just in general sustainability, it was more of a terms of not wasting which the resources that you've been blessed with.
Right, you'd hear your grandparents say that, your great-grandparents, and you knew that they didn't waste.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. not to waste what you've been given. So I think the idea of zero waste really resonates with our culture. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to start moving forward with lots of initiatives we've been mm-hmm. kind of quietly piloting in the background.
Well, and I do want to tell people who are hearing about this office for the first time, my guests are with the UL Lafayette's Office of Sustainability. Gretchen Vanacore is Director of Sustainability, and Ben Magallon is working in the office. He's a graduate student in architecture here at UL Lafayette. So you have a lot of initiatives and projects that are beginning to roll out, and one that people will be very aware of as football season starts is the Zero Waste Project, and that will be the one that is perhaps most visible to people. So tell us about this project.
We are really excited to roll out this larger initiative. It was sort of piloted last year, but this year we tried to analyze last year's success and really sort of build upon it. This year at tailgating and inside the stadium, we will have one recycling bin for every tailgating spot at the field. In the past, we've had the cardboard boxes, which were they were a temporary solution to a problem that we were trying to solve. But this year, we will have the really sturdy sort of hand carts that people have at their houses. Every tailgating spot will have a blue bin that is only for trash, and then every tailgating spot will have a green bin, and we'll have it clearly marked so there's no confusion. But the green bins are for recycling. On campus here, we have a single stream recycling program. So plastic, paper, cardboard, and aluminum cans can all go into the recycling can together. There's no need to sort it. Maybe drain out any leftover liquids. If you have plastic plates that are recyclable, you know, wipe them down a good bit before you mm-hmm. put them in. Mm-hmm. But, the programs are recyclable. So they all go into the bin together, and then inside the stadium, we'll have additional recycling receptacles inside. We have our AmeriCorps students who you know about AmeriCorps.
Oh, absolutely.
Our AmeriCorps students are volunteering to help throughout the tailgating and inside the stadiums. They help fans in case they have any questions because we know for some of our fans this is new. We're lucky in Lafayette that we have curbside recycling pickup, but some of the surrounding parishes don't have this this service. So we're excited to help. We kind of view it as, this is our chance to have all of our closest family and friends and community neighbors over to the university. So we just want to be really good hosts and show them the sort of hospitality that we're known for.
So you'll have all of the bins clearly marked, and the AmeriCorps students will be inside the stadium helping people
yes.
with that issue. Well, and I want to ask, because you're talking about, you know, the students being very excited to welcome people here and to share our ways here. And Ben, you were working a lot with students and I guess fielding some students' interest in recycling. And give us a sense of the enthusiasm for it, students that you've talked with about it. What are their thoughts on recycling?
Certainly, a lot of the students that I spoke with initially, well, I'd say some of them didn't know that we were doing recycling. Granted, it's a new program, but the ones that did learn about it or had known about it were excited to see that it was growing. Like Gretchen was saying, it is, I think, part of our culture that we do care about using our resources well. And so I think that is where this program can be successful.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's a little bit of pride in that, in using resources well. I do remember my grandparents being really tickled when they figured out how a way to do something better or to save mm-hmm. something
yes.
more and reuse something in another
right.
capacity. And I think that pride is probably among the students as well.
I think so. I think mm-hmm. it's sort of instilled in anyone who's grown up in this area or stays in this area long enough. And I think it's a culture that's sort of starting to revive itself even amongst young students in that age group, that they're really starting to cherish and value homemade sort of things and locally made sort of things. And I think all of that sort of starts to tie back to really valuing the place you come from and the resources that you have and the people who you surround yourself with.
Mm-hmm. So we are talking about the zero waste policy that started to roll out last year, and you're really making it easier and easier for people to work with this policy.
We are. We found that the the best thing we can do is provide the option. Mm-hmm. If there's no option available, then the waste, if the waste stream is the only way for them to go, then that's where they're going to go with it. We quietly piloted a program this past spring door move out for our students who lived on campus. We partnered with Goodwill of Acadiana, and they came and put bins in all of our dorms, and we were able to reduce the amount of waste that went to the landfill by 75%. Just by having, we did put out recycling bins, but we also put out these Goodwill bins. So students who really just no longer wanted
microwave or clothes.
Mm-hmm. Some food items, some books, some notebooks, just leftover school supplies that they didn't want to take to the next place they were going. That went to Goodwill instead, and then that employed people. So we were really excited to see that sort of success, but it all came from just putting a bin out, you know, really giving them the option, and they ran with it.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, really must be, they must feel good about that. Again, having the option, they probably felt a little bad about throwing
right.
stuff away, but didn't know what else to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you're providing allows them to be a part of this creative recycling.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So that's what we've sort of found is key is we have to make sure that there's a viable option. And really the university is investing in these sorts of options. For tailgating, it is an investment that we've made to have these recycle bins inside the stadium and outside. It is an added cost, but I think we view it as sort of our responsibility as a university and just being a good host.
And I guess being a good collaborator with the community as well. There must be a working relationship between the university and the community with the recycling bins.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've, you know, our waste and service contractor, they've helped us out. And it's taken many departments to sort of make this come to fruition. So there's so many of us that are so excited to see it. And we know that it'll be successful because it's part of our culture. And I think a lot of people are excited to see it.
Okay, and we are talking about the zero waste policy that has been initiated by the Office of Sustainability mm-hmm. and the university, and of course in collaboration with the community as well. Mm-hmm. That's why when you pass by Cajun Field, you'll see lots of both trash bins and recycle bins for every tailgating spot.
Right. Every spot, and then we have additional ones in high traffic areas, and we have an additional 50 inside the stadium.
All right. And do y'all have to be out there coordinating it or somebody?
Yes, I will be out there. Mm-hmm. I haven't missed a home game in several years, so I'm mm-hmm. excited to have one more thing to
Absolutely.
Get to look after. But and then we'll also have help from our AmeriCorps students who are just fantastic assets to this university.
All right. Well, again, that's it's going to start off with this first football game of the season
yes.
this Saturday at Cajun Field. And I'm sure many people will be out there celebrating that first game. But you will continue this policy into the future now. And so mm-hmm. people can expect to see these bins at every home game?
Yes,
they'll be at every home game. And then the bins that we have for inside the stadium, we're going to continue using those for special events. So for graduations or lanyard week or any sort of special event that we have on campus, these bins are going to be put out. So every time there's a waste option, there's a recycle option as well.
Okay, we're going to get used to it, and yes. everybody's going to feel good about that
yes.
and participating and making sure that things are reused and that we aren't just wasting, as our grandparents said.
Absolutely.
The Office of Sustainability is a new office on campus. I'm sure some people listening may wonder if there's a place they can go to find out more about it. Do you all have a website, Ben?
We do have a website. Mm-hmm. It's sustainability.louisiana.edu. We're still working on building mm-hmm. our website.
For more current updates right now, our Facebook and Twitter are probably the most currently way to get information, but we are building our website to get more information on there. And then we're accessible at any time at sustainability@louisiana.edu through email.
Okay. And if we sign up for the Facebook page, what kinds of things do you post?
We post all kinds of just tips in general about more sustainable living, whether it's ways to reuse what you have or save energy. We've posted stuff about maintenance on bikes.
How to make your own laundry detergent.
Yes.
Something students may want to know about.
Yes. We have a good time with it because mm-hmm. there's so much great information out there that we just have a good time sharing. sharing it with everybody.
So if there's
we'll also post, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
About certain events that have to do with these issues too.
So. Okay. Well, how do people find it on Facebook? What is it called on Facebook?
It's University of Louisiana Lafayette Office of Sustainability. Okay. And at Twitter, on Twitter, we are UL Sustain.
UL Sustain. Okay. So lots of really wonderful information. And I have to say that I have liked y'all. And I love the posts. They're really good. And sounds like there's a lot of information people could share with mm-hmm. others as well on the Facebook.
Absolutely. Just good tips in general. But also the information about tailgating that we're trying to get out this week, because we want everybody to be sort of comfortable with the system.
Well, it sounds like you're making it very easy. Like
yes.
I said, I've passed by, and definitely every tailgating spot has those very large, very practical bins. Mm-hmm. You can't miss them, and it's really easy to throw things in. So you all have facilitated that for
Absolutely.
Everyone. Will that make it any harder for people to get into their spots?
We don't think so, because they're pretty they're pretty easy to move around,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they do take up a little bit more space, but we think it'll be worth it. And not have all of the garbage spilling out onto the ground.
It won't blow over in the wind.
Yes.
Like the cardboard ones.
That's right. Or people trying to put things in bags and mm-hmm. putting them by the side of their
yes.
campers or cars or something.
Yes.
Again, my guests are with the Office of Sustainability at UL Lafayette. One of their new projects is the Zero Waste Policy.
Mm-hmm.
You will see it in effect this weekend for the first game of the season, the UL game. And it will be there every home game. And as Gretchen mentioned, also for special events as well, that will become a common aspect of our events here on campus. Anything else we should know about that you all have coming up this semester that you're working on?
Those are the major things mm-hmm. right now. From the policy, we're developing plans to improve in many different ways on campus. And then we're working with different student groups to help facilitate sort of the actions that they're doing. We have a lot of students who are really passionate about sustainability already, whether it may be about biking or growing your own garden, or lots of different students who are involved. So we're eager to help out in any way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you did mention the AmeriCorps students. What are some of the other organizations? I know there is an organization called Speak on
mm-hmm.
campus that is very interested in some of those issues.
Speak mm-hmm. is one of them that they've helped us out at Party in the Park earlier in the year. We were out there helping EB with making sure that they had recycling. And they've helped us out during Fête de la Terre. They were the ones that were responsible for that awesome waste installation that showed how many water bottles are wasted every second in the United States.
That's an image I'll remember that a
yes.
long time.
they're an incredible group yeah. of mm-hmm. students.
So Speak and AmeriCorps, and are there other groups on campus?
I know
you mentioned
Horticulture Club. You know, like you said earlier, the architecture department is interested in. So the AIAS, granted, architecture students are often busy, but they are interested in mm-hmm. in the things that are going on campus too. And I'm sure if I tried to list all the student organizations, I'd leave somebody out.
But just to give our audience a sense of all the different groups who are so very interested
Absolutely.
In this
Go
subject.
Bike is a new one that's mm-hmm. been started with we have both, and I think they formed one group out of two. So we have the competitive bikers, but then also just the ones who rather get around on two wheels than be in a vehicle. So they're doing great things working with Bike Lafayette, and they're going to be planning lots of great things for this academic year.
Okay. Well, we look forward to having you all back to come and talk about some more initiatives that you all have going on throughout the year. Again, my guest, Gretchen Vanacore, is Director of the Office of Sustainability here at UL Lafayette. Ben Magallon, a graduate student in architecture working with the Office of Sustainability. Their new project, Zero Waste, will be in effect for the game this weekend, and they're making it easier for you to not waste those things, and your grandparents are going to be so proud of you.
Yes.
Well, thank you all for your hard work on this and your vision as well. And, of course, the entire university and the administration having this vision and making it possible for your office to exist on campus.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's come with their support. So they've made it possible in many ways. So they've been a great, great advocate of all of these projects that we're trying to see happen in our community and on our campus.
Well, we'll look forward to learning more about it again by having you back. Also, people can go to your Facebook page and like you and mm-hmm. Learn more about what's coming up and great ways to sustain, to have sustainability in your own life as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you both, Gretchen and Ben. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.